What better today, friend? Welcome to the Advantage Joy at Work podcast. I'm thrilled that you've joined me here as I help marketplace leaders unstuck their true potential to thrive in life and leadership, to build successful, sustainable business with collaborative, high-performance teams and joy at work with practical, neuroscience-based advantage guides and coaching. If you need an outside voice with a fresh perspective to challenge and empower you, your team, or business to a new level of performance and engagement, then let's talk now. How to raise performance and have joy at work. Okay, from what we've learned so far, we know that to raise performance anywhere, we need to be able to choose to be at cause. We've also learned about the effects of five important neurotransmitters through this process. Dopamine for pleasure, serotonin, happiness, cortisol, stress, adrenaline, fear, and anandamide, peace and joy. We need to know about four additional neurotransmitters here in your brain's cocktail bar. Oxytocin, which is associated with love and trust, vasopressin for attachment, endorphins for resilience, and acetylcholine for focus. Stay with me, because I'm coming back to the impact on your leadership and performance improvement at work. Meantime, let's talk about love. Love, often confused with joy or happiness, and sometimes pleasure, is a combination of two things, attachment and attraction. Attachment. Attachment is tied to the neurotransmitters oxytocin and vasopressin. So oxytocin is known as the love and trust chemical. It's responsible for increasing the bonding between a mother and her newborn, and for that trusting relationship bond with a colleague or team member. Vasopressin's effects, they're less well understood, but it appears to be gender specific. For men, vasopressin is believed to make men more suspicious, even aggressive, towards novel males, that's new males. Thus, a new male joining the team may be viewed with more suspicion by the other males in the team. In contrast, for women, it appears that vasopressin makes them friendlier towards novel women. Attraction. When you enjoy doing something, you are attracted to it, which makes you feel happy, with a cascade of dopamine, norepinephrine, and serotonin. See, you can see why feeling attracted to someone or something can easily get confused with fear. Norepinephrine mixed with a bit of pleasure, dopamine, with happiness, serotonin, explains a lot. I wish I'd known when puberty struck. It's also why attraction can also cause a lack of appetite. Your digestive tract got shut down in the fear response and a loss of sleep, which is affected by serotonin. Okay, performance enhancement. See, as you do things well and get into your zone or your flow, your performance improves thanks to the additional cascade of anandamides and endorphins. Endorphins are your brain's natural painkillers. They are released to help cope when your body feels pain or stress. You can get a boost of these through exercise or any demanding activity. Performance improvement at work. Okay, we've got the necessary foundational understanding now. When you do something that matters to you, you are attached to it. That's oxytocin and vasopressin. When you do something that you enjoy, you are attracted to it, and just a little fearful. Dopamine, norepinephrine, and serotonin. Then you get into your zone or your flow or your high performance state as anandamides and endorphins. In a simple formula, love and attachment equals attachment. Dopamine, norepinephrine, serotonin, pleasure, fear and happiness is attraction. These two added together lead to joy and resilience, anandamide and endorphins, that is high performance. You stay focused on task because the dopamine high mixed with a little fear to make it exciting challenge triggers acetylcholine. You see, you thought I'd forgotten that one, and signals your reticular activating system to focus attention on the task at hand. These eight neurochemicals significantly enhance performance, and it's addictive. Scientists prefer to use the word autotelic. Hence, we experience flow in our performance, and we will go out of our way to re-experience it. Basically, we increase our own intrinsic motivation and inspiration to continually enhance our own performance. Yeah, and there's more. It's wonderful. These chemicals also augment the creative process and pattern recognition. Oxytocin and vasopressin dysregulate your neocortex, widening your self-perspective, liberating your mind to new thoughts and feelings, making us more creative and faster in how we do things. Command and control leaders should be aware that, in contrast, fear narrows perspective and inhibits performance and increases distress, further degrading performance. Which will you choose? To lead to improved performance, happiness and joy in the workplace? Or keep command and control and decrease performance? It's up to you. I'm Dr. John Kenworthy, and it's been my pleasure to share this Joy at Work Advantage Guide with you today. Thank you for joining me and supporting my work. Remember, if you ever think so you might benefit from an outside voice with a fresh perspective to challenge and empower you, your team or your organization to a new level of performance and engagement, then let's talk now. You can follow the link at my website, joyatwork.coach. And if you know someone you know would benefit from this Joy at Work guide, please share this with them either by sharing the podcast link, or if you're listening on the Joy at Work website, it's even easier to just click the share button.